The Prime Minister's announcement of a Royal Commission into deaths by suicide of our defence members has been a long time coming for members of the broader military family. Mr Morrison appointed an interim National Commissioner for Defence and Veterans Suicide Prevention 7 months ago, but today said his government has been listening to the veterans community and their calls for a Royal Commission.
There's no politics in this. We all want to do what is right for our veterans. And so as a result, and having worked through and listened carefully, worked with veterans groups, and particularly listening carefully to the veterans who serve in our parliament, those veterans who've served overseas, we have listened carefully to them. And I do not want to see there to be any delay in moving ahead with examining these issues.
Julianne Finney is one of those who campaigned for a Royal Commission following the death of her son. Julianne Finney, welcome back to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Well, and so glad to be joined by you tonight. This has been something you've long campaigned for. Can you take me back to when you heard the Prime Minister was going to announce this Royal Commission?
Today, you mean?
You fought for this for so long. How did you feel?
Absolutely. So I watched it and my initial reaction was perhaps, as I shouldn't be, I was waiting for, you know, I was listening for what wasn't going to happen. But I'm absolutely thrilled that veterans and veterans' families and everybody who's lobbied for this has been vindicated today with the call of a Royal Commission. And we now start, you know, today is a victory and we start with ensuring now that we've been fighting for a Royal Commission for 100 years. We now need to ensure that we get it completely right.
Listening back to his announcement, what did you make of what the Prime Minister said the Royal Commission would look at and under what circumstances? Is this the Royal Commission that you've been advocating for?
No, but it is a Royal Commission and we start there. Now, what we need to do is convince politicians and ADF that we do not need the voices of the bureaucrats in this. We do not need the voices of politicians. We need the voices of veterans. We need people that are actually having the issues and hear the voices of the dead. I've always said that, those that have passed away. We absolutely need the veterans to be listened to. When we see the rules of the Royal Commission coming down from top politicians and from top ADF personnel, we know that we're heading down the track of more, if you like, cover-ups or the whole truth not coming out. So we need those rules set up by veterans with lived experience, by veterans who have been advocating for other veterans, and we need to, you know, really hear the voices of those we're working for those that we want to help.
It's going to take 2 years, and then the Royal Commission's recommendations will be implemented. If they're implemented, of course, governments, can make their own minds up about how they respond. Is that timeline too long?
No, I don't think it is, because I think it needs a full investigation. As I said, we've been waiting for 100 years, and so that timeline's too long. Yes, it would have been good if this had been called when people first started asking for it in really publicly and really loudly a few years ago. If it had been called, we would have been through it by then. But however, that saying, better late than never, it has been called today. Now we make sure we get it right. And in the interim, I don't ask anyone to stop doing what they're doing. You know, there are a lot of smaller ESOs out there really supporting veterans, but we certainly don't need the input of the RSL or the Defence Force Welfare Association. You know, these are people that have fought so vehemently against Royal Commission and they've been advising government on what to do for years, and they've got it wrong. They've got it wrong, they've had it wrong all along, and they will continue to get it wrong. We need to listen to the lived experience.
Are you satisfied that the Royal Commission will only look at cases, past cases, and the National Commissioner will continue her work and implement the recommendations from that inquiry? Is that a good sort of delineation of those roles?
Yes, I think so, but we'll wait and see what the recommendations are from the Royal Commission. Certainly we don't need a National Commissioner to run at the same time as the Royal Commission. This government has, you know, sprouted it as bigger and better than a Royal Commission, and Scott Morrison said today, well, it's virtually the same. So we don't need to. We need to drop the National Commissioner. Veterans don't see it as transparent. They see it as, you know, jobs for mates. And,
so you still want it dropped?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But maybe to come in after the Royal Commission, maybe to follow, you know, that would be
suspended during the duration of the Royal Commission?
Yes.
The inquiry will not make any findings about civil or criminal wrongdoing. Can the Royal Commission make meaningful change if it's not going to make those findings?
I wasn't happy when I first heard that. So what we need to do is make recommendations that criminal or civil
criminal or civil issues are dealt with.
Yeah, that we recommend that charges be laid. Absolutely. That is not something the National Commissioner can do, but it is something that a Royal Commission can do. So, yes, there are cases of, there will be a lot of cases of, you know, recommendations of charges against individuals as well as institutions, and we need to see that. We can't go back and say, look, let's draw a line in the past, they're past crimes. Let's just let them go on. I mean, we don't do it with anything. We don't say to anyone, well, those crimes are in the past, so we won't do anything about them. Absolutely, we need to be recommending charges against individuals and institutions where necessary.
Ultimately, when the Royal Commission is done, what do you hope it will find and what do you want it to change?
Okay. I hope that it finds, along the lines of, and these are just some of the things, that the culture in the ADF to medically discharge a victim and to promote a perpetrator. I hope that that culture changes, that we demote or discharge enough people to know that the behaviour that has gone on in the past is not acceptable, and you are not part of our defence family. You are not part of the defence force if you, just as an example with the Chief of Defence giving out his recommendations on how not to get raped. ADF needs to start teaching people how not to rape. So, and that's just one example. You can't keep promoting criminal behaviour, and you can't keep throwing away victims where harm has happened to them within their workplace. So it's a different workplace, but there is too much cover up and there is too much getting away with behaviour that is unacceptable anywhere else.
You've taken up this cause after you lost your son, David. Mm-hmm. You've said that today is for him.
Yes.
When you reflect on how he would be thinking if he was still here with us today about the work that you've done, what do you think he'd be thinking?
He'd be thinking, we've got through step one. We've got through step one, but this isn't enough for my brothers and sisters. We have to get through it all together. There's still work to be done. There's still campaigning to be done. But this is a great victory, and we're really grateful to the Prime Minister for announcing it.
Julianne, this is something that you are very passionate about, you've worked very hard on, but it's a very painful issue for you personally.
Yes.
How do you manage that? Does this drive you trying to fight for justice for your son?
It drives me to trying to fight for justice for all living veterans. Unfortunately, we can't do a lot for our sons and daughters that are gone. But justice does need to be had so that the behaviour cannot continue. The behaviour, the unacceptable behaviours must not continue. So how do I cope with this? I'm incredibly proud of David, but I try to remember his words every day. And I try to remember that I'm not fighting alone. There are so many bereaved families out there, and partners and siblings and children. And there's thousands and thousands of living veterans who want to see this happen as well. And it is for them. In the end, it is all about veteran well-being and reducing these suicides. I truly believe that my son should not be dead, and he is. And the Prime Minister today said, you know, he's going to give families a chance to tell their stories. I'll say it again. I don't want to tell my story. My story is that my son is dead. It is not a story to be told. What we want is an investigation, a true inquiry, and change. We want solutions and change, and that will only come about from the Royal Commission that he's announced today.
Julianne, always lovely to speak to you, and thank you for your work and courage. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time, Patricia.
Julianne Finney has campaigned for a Royal Commission into the deaths of our returned servicemen and women by suicide, and she's been my guest on RN Drive. And if this story has raised any issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14, or if you're an ADF member, you and your family can call the Defence All Hours support line on 1800 628 036. Or there's also Open Arms, Veterans and Families Counselling, which is available 24/7 on 1800 011 046. And of course, all of those numbers are easily accessible on the internet as well. And if you are in this situation, I urge you to seek help and support. This is RN Drive.